Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
Carly, this thing just won't go away with Jeremy. We just got off the phone with Jeremy here, who's painted in a pretty tight corner this weekend. If you didn't hear the whole story, let me just give you the really condensed version of it. He basically has to tell his sister today that tomorrow she's about to marry his former lover.
Mm-hmm.
They dated 2 years ago, went their separate ways. And today he has to make the call. I think he had that sort of epiphany this morning that he's got to make the call to his sister today and stop this whole thing from happening.
You know what? I was just thinking that, is it ironic to y'all to think that this guy, not Jeremy, but Jeremy's boyfriend, dated Jeremy and his sister? I mean, what's the odds of that happening?
And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think that Jeremy's ex-boyfriend is manipulative. I think he knows completely that this was his sister. And there's a part of me that in the back of my mind, I thought, well, what if Jeremy's ex-boyfriend is so mad? Because the only reason they broke up is because Jeremy took the residency out in California.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So let's say he's mad at Jeremy for doing that, and this is his manipulative way of getting back at him or forcing him to come out to his family. Or, I mean, who knows?
Definitely. I definitely think he's a psychotic type of guy.
You think
yes.
that's really?
Yeah,
like he's
definitely.
Really pissed, and this is really his course of action here.
Because of all the people in this city, that is who he got with, the sister. I don't know. It just, yeah.
He feels like if he was going to ever marry a woman, it would have to be her because he knows that Jeremy would have to keep it quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like he would say, well, he's closeted, so he's not going to say anything, whatever. That would protect him.
If you're a new Burt Show listener, if you're listening in our new station in Nashville for the first time, we normally don't go this long on one topic, but this is so explosive that we can't seem to get off of it today, you know?
It's tragic.
Here's Julianne. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to let you know that I agree that he should tell his sister, but I was so upset when I heard that last caller talk about how the child was going to need therapy, and it was so devastating when the guy came out. I am actually a byproduct of my father and mother being married for 25 years, mm-hmm. and then my dad coming out, and now he has a husband, and mm-hmm. I have two younger brothers, and mm-hmm. nobody's devastated. We have one big happy family, along great, so blessed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so explain to us, because I think you're probably, it sounds like the anomaly in this situation. So what advice would you give to other families that are in a similar, certainly not the same, but a similar situation?
Well, I think that there are a lot of people that come out later after being married because they wanted to get married and have kids, or they had pressure from their families, and then, you know, once the kids are grown up or they get to the point where they just can't take it anymore, I think that more often that's happening. But I would just give advice that, you know, be honest with your kids. My brother was a teenager in high school, like captain of the football team, and, I mean, it was difficult at first, but, I mean, it's his dad. He loves his dad. He got all of his friends on board to love our dad. Like, you wouldn't even know. And all of my friends now, I mean, I'm 25. We hang out with my dad and his husband all the time.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called.
Yeah. My 15-year-old brother actually lives with my dad and his husband and my mom, who lives with her boyfriend, and he floats back and forth, and we do holidays together, and I know it's a strange case, but it doesn't necessarily have to be such a bad thing.
Thank you. Because there's so many stories out there. Because if anybody's listening right now, and this is their only way of knowing what to do and how to handle a situation, they get so many messages that everything's horrible, and it's bad, and it's devastating, and like, you know, the callers we had earlier talk about it, and and I'm so glad you called, because it doesn't have to be.
Let me just take the parent angle on this for just 1 second, because the fact that in a lot of cases, I don't know if it's most or not, there can be a cutoff between the parents and their child when the child comes out and says they're gay, is unthinkable to me. Wendy and I were just talking about this off the air. There could never be a day where I didn't want to know what was going on in my kid's life. There is nothing he could say to me, my kids could say to me, that would make me not want to be in contact with them. When you parent, you can forget about ego. If your kids turn out gay, that doesn't have anything to do with you. You got to lose ego on that whole thing. You didn't do anything right. You didn't do anything wrong. It is the way it is. So for you to just cut off your family based on who they're sleeping with, to me, is unthinkable.
Well, it's a parent who doesn't want to explain it to their parents. Doesn't want to explain it to their siblings. Your parents are still humans, and they still care about what their family thinks. And then you put the whole religious aspect of it, people that warp religion into something that it means you judge people rather than accept people, then you get that level onto it. But I have known friends who were so scared of losing their parents' relationship because it was awkward to begin with, and they were just absorbed and consumed. Because people who are in the closet are miserable because it is all they can think about is protecting themselves all the time. I was in that situation. It's an obsession. I have known friends who, once they came out, their relationship with their parents improved because the parents were like, look, I noticed you were lying to me. You weren't talking to me every day. I didn't know what you were up to. I felt like you were detached from me. And now that I know, just like Bert was saying, now that I know about your life, I want to be a part of it. And I feel more relief because it's like, oh, well, that's what you've been doing. Well, that's wonderful. They were wondering what other things you were hiding. You know, it can be better.
Christy might have a good piece of advice here for Jeremy going into the weekend. Hey, Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just wondering if, in the case that the ex does deny the relationship, does Jeremy have any kind of memorabilia from their relationship, pictures, letters, anything like that, that would prove to the sister, hey, I'm not lying, this is a real thing, you know, and I don't want you to have problems down the road.
That's a great point, because I've said this before also, that sometimes you need to see that proof. Like, at the end of the day, if one of you guys came to me and you said that you saw Stacy out and you know that she's sleeping with somebody else, I don't believe my wife has that kind of fiber in her. So I would need more than just you telling me. I would need to see some kind of letter. I would need to see an email. If you're going to come with me and tell me that, you better come strong. You know?
He probably doesn't have anything with him, though, because he lives in California. And he didn't know until he got here. It's not like he's going to go to his memorabilia box.
It's true.
And they're both closeted, so he probably wouldn't have kept pictures.
Or they're...
I mean,
he may have
something with handwriting or something. You know what I mean?
They're in an attic.
Something.
They're in an attic or a garage.
All right.
They're there. They're just hidden. They're in an attic or a garage underneath, you know, papers and files. And I mean, I'm telling you, U.S. government officials, if you're listening, you need to hire gay people to be spies because we are the best at keeping things hidden. I'm telling you.
Here's Chelsea. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that, you know, if you don't have any proof, the sister's probably going to be like every movie you've ever seen where whenever you tell somebody something good to help them, they just don't believe you, and it's not fair, and maybe she'll believe him later, but I was saying just go deep, delve for anything in the laptop, get your new boyfriend to check it out, grab those old pictures, anything to help him out, because I think he'd be a lot happier if he just lets it all out to his family, and then at least he wouldn't be miserable. They'll come around eventually. Let him get some time to himself to be happy.
Look, this is so tough because it's not only his parents we're talking about. Like he said, his entire family, the family tree, is in town, and they've all been celebrating for a week now, and they're all excited that their little girl, their little niece, their aunt is getting married tomorrow, and he has to go in there and explode this whole thing. So I would be shocked if he checks back with us on Monday and goes, you guys, I can't believe this. Everything lined up just right. Everything was so cool.
Yeah, and my advice to him is not to expect that, because that's not what's going to happen.
That's not what's going to happen. Here, Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday.
Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
This is The Burt Show.
Wendy is really struggling with a decision she has to make as well.
What is the world's almost coming to an end. I just don't know what to do. No, I'm approaching 25. I'll be 25 actually in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And
yay,
I'm
happy pre-birthday.
I mean, I like going shopping and looking for clothes and getting clothes, but I don't know when the exact appropriate time is to stop shopping in the juniors department and going over to the ladies department, because I don't think I can wear the ladies clothes yet, because it's just not either. It's not my style, but I feel like being 25, I look really silly with all the 16-year-olds and high schoolers shopping in the juniors section.
Let me ask you this, because this is a conversation I'm totally out of the loop on. Mm-hmm. When you go to the women's section, does that make some kind of like statement about your age?
I think when you, not that I know very much about clothes, but when you, your style, you know, there's some women that can dress too old for them. You know, your clothes can age you, mm-hmm. or can make you look silly, because yes. you can be a certain age and try to look too young, mm-hmm. and you look silly that way. So what Wendy's asking is, at 25, is it time for her to move out of, you know, what teenagers and college kids are wearing, and should she, you know, grow up, quote unquote, you know, with her clothes, or is she still young enough to be cool and hip?
But at the same time, I don't want to look like a mom, because I'm not a mom, or I don't want to wear shoulder pads, or I don't want to wear like a pantsuit.
Aren't there different places that you can go though that have women's clothes that are still hip and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. What are you talking about? Are you talking about department store shopping?
Department store shopping. I mean, or even going to like, can I go to Forever 21 at 25 years old and get an outfit?
Because you're Forever 21, duh.
What is that? What's Forever 21?
Forever 21 sort of, it's like a junior store, but it has like cute, trendy clothes.
It's trendy, but it's really, really cheap.
Oh,
yeah. Expensive. You know, like, yeah, it's not expensive to go to.
Like Old Navy-ish? That kind of?
Kind of, but a little more trendy.
Okay.
So it's trendy clothes for less price. But no, in department stores, like, because I just feel goofy shopping with like teenagers, but I don't feel like I can, mm-hmm. I really can wear what women are wearing, which is like more adult stuff, and then I feel like I have to buy the heels.
I think it depends on the store. I really do. Because I think there's a lot of women's departments that have cool hip clothing, and it's not cut for teenagers. You know what I mean? Like, it'll be like a cool pair of shorts, but they're not teenager shorts.
Well, and Wendy, we should also say, she's a petite little thing.
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with it, too?
Sizes-wise, yeah, you'd be fine in the teen department for probably forever.
But size is less of the issue than the actual style.
Yeah.
So, and at 25, you're fine, honey.
Still fine. Well, I don't want to have to
shop in juniors.
Well, I like some of the junior shorts, because I don't want to wear like the longer shorts that come down to my knees, because then I look like a stub. But I feel like I have to buy those because I'm getting older. I think.
Well, I'm 40, and if I try to get... I'm 40, and if I try to do... I should go to Forever 21 and Greg get some really, really short shorts and some, and yeah, I look silly doing that. But at 25, you're fine.
I think you just have to see, you have to just be critical of yourself so that you don't look like you're trying too hard to be too young.
Can you do that? Can you do that? Or do you have like, does every woman have sort of an honest wing woman that she can ask? Because
she should.
I don't think that a woman can do that for herself, right?
Well, I mean, I think there's a certain stage where your midriff can't show. And I you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a certain age where your shorts can be too short and you're not a teenager anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I think that you can, I think you can judge that for yourself.
And it also depends on your personality, too. You know, I think there are some women that, because you talk about pantsuit. Well, you're not in a job where you need to wear a pantsuit. You know what I mean? Like, it's also the message you need to convey. And there's some women who are younger, but work in a company where they need to gain more respect. They need to dress a little older. You know what I mean? So that's also a factor.
Hey, Elaine, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Haley, I wanted to tell Wendy that I'm having my first child when I was 23, so I was younger than you. But after I had that child, now mind you, I was uber skinny up to this point. After I had that first baby, my hips just really didn't fit into a junior's.
Uh-huh.
I could wear a junior's like 11, or I could wear a Mrs. like 4 or 6. And it was like, wow, I'm really cool with having a 6 on the back of my butt rather than I'm 11. And I mean, I still and I'm only 32 now, and I still shop at like American Eagle for my jeans. I just make sure that they're dark blue rather than like faded and washed out.
Okay.
What are we talking about here? It sounds to me like this must feel like when I'm talking about soccer and you guys are so out of the loop. I have no idea what she just said.
Well, she just said that I could go shop and look for a pair of pants in the women's department and get them a smaller size instead of going to the junior sizes where they might be like a size bigger. But then I seem smaller if I go shop in the women's department.
Yes.
Does every woman go through this?
You'll think you're smaller.
Does every woman go through this?
Yeah.
At one point or another, you have to make this decision?
Yes.
That's hey, Whitney, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I've got the exact same problem. I'm, like, really tiny, just like she is. I'm about her size. And I can literally fit in little, little girl stuff, like extra large little girls, all the way up to misses. And the thing is, you have to, when you shop, you have to look at if it's age-appropriate and how it fits on your body. And you can pull it off really easily if you take the time to play around and to look at the different options.
Who determines if it's age appropriate, though?
Well, that's what Wendy's asking. She's asking, what is age appropriate for a 25-year-old? You know?
And I don't know. Sometimes I think I like to wear t-shirts and jeans and...
Sure. Well, and I think what Melissa said holds a lot of weight. Like, you can dress, like, funky and wear, you know, whatever you want to wear to work. But, like she said, a lot of women in corporate, you know, in more corporate, formal business offices are going to be dressing up more for work every single day. Wearing the heels and wearing the suits and the button down and the, you know, pressed shirts and all that kind of stuff. Because that's what they need to do to fit in. Like, you've got way more flexibility than most people do in your job, for sure.
Hey, Julie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell Wendy, I'm 33, and I don't know that there's necessarily a cutoff, but sometimes, you know, all the little junior stuff is kind of really low. The jeans are really low cut, and you just kind of look at more of the pants and stuff in the misses section, and then a lot of the cute tops and stuff in the junior section is still pretty cute. I like to still find the tops and stuff there, but... I don't know if there's necessarily a cutoff, but you think you just kind of know when it's time to stop wearing the junior's clothes.
Isn't some of this attitude also, like, can you, I mean, a woman could pretty much rock anything so long as she's got attitude about it, right? No?
Oh, there's some clothes in that department.
Like, teen stuff will have, like, cutesy sayings on the front of your t-shirt. Like, I think you're probably over that.
So I can't wear cutesy saying shirts anymore.
Like Urban Outfitters type stuff? Is that gone for her?
Well, no, not necessarily. Urban Outfitters is actually really cool. But, like, if I don't know, if it said something, some sort of, like, sassy little saying on the front. To me, that's very teenagery.
I'm sleeping with your boyfriend or something like that. I'm the girl that's sleeping with your boyfriend.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
Something cheesy like that.
You like cheesy? Well, I guess all those shirts are going today.
On flame them. Hey, Hannah, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. You'll be the last call on this. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I was just going to tell Wendy, it's cool to wear Junior's clothes. If you can fit in them, wear them. Most of the juniors' clothes are cheaper anyway. You know, if you're that size and you can wear them, I agree about the shirts. Like, I'd rather be texting or I've got your boyfriend or something like that. But if you can wear it, girl, wear it. I mean, you know.
Melissa, why were you making that little duck face?
Well, I'm saying, if you can wear, I mean, there are women who are much, much, much older than you. They could fit into some of those clothes, but don't need to do that. So, but I think you're 25, you're still young, and I do find it fascinating that the women, it seems like when you do decide to transition, you transition with pants first. Like the woman says, you know what? Two callers said they go to Mrs. for the pants, but they still go to the juniors for the tops.
For the
tops.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to start doing that. If I can go a size down by shopping in the ladies department without having to lose weight, hell yeah.
This is The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby, explain what The Burt Show's summer reading list is.
Well, basically every summer when you were growing up as a student, you got a summer reading list. You had to get through certain books and you had to, just check all of those off your list before you started the school year. And I think that kind of continues because for me, summertime is about reading and you can lay by the pool and read your book, or you're traveling a lot more en route and in transit, you're reading a lot more often, even if you're not a typical reader. So we are coming up with book suggestions for each other for our summer reading list. And then hopefully those of you listening might find something cool to read too.
My attitude towards books, I think, is a lot like movies. Like with a movie, you've got the first 20 minutes to make me sit in that chair for the next hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And if not, I don't care that I just spent the $10 on a ticket. I am getting out of that movie theater.
A book involves more time and effort, though. Like, I will get through a bad book.
I won't.
And I'll be annoyed by it.
Really?
I'll be two-thirds of the way through a terrible book and go, God, why did I even start this?
No, it's got 30 pages to grip me, and if not, then I'm moving on to the next bad book.
I have a hard time with nonfiction and getting through it. If I'm bored by nonfiction, I cannot finish the book. But if it's fiction, I'll push my way through.
I'm already having a hard time with Jeff's pick for me, the dictionary.
Yeah.
So what letter are you on?
What'd you
get? It's just boring.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to read about words? No, like, I want a story.
You do. I don't think he really expected you to read the whole dictionary, huh?
Did you really start?
I did.
What'd you get
to? Like, an apple.
But you knew the definition of apple, right?
Of course. Okay.
All right, so we all have our names in
the
hat here.
The D's are great.
Can't wait.
I love the D's.
Jen, you're going to go first this morning.
Okay.
Okay?
You ready?
Do your thing.
Okay, so for Bert, I picked for you The Shack. Have you read this yet?
I started to read it, but it didn't. It was one of those books that in the first 15 pages didn't grip me, so I put it back down.
I think you got to pick it back up again.
Okay.
It's William P. Young, and it's a really beautiful presentation of the Trinity. And I think reading it will bring you closer in faith to your wife.
Okay.
And I think it's a really neat way to learn about it and maybe get deeper into your faith.
Okay, I'll give it a try. I can't remember exactly what it was in those first 15 pages, but I just wasn't feeling it. You loved it, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I read it too. Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
And I picked all books that I have definitely read before because there was like a personal connection to them. So for Melissa, I chose Eat, Pray, Love from Elizabeth Gilbert.
I have not read that.
It is one of my very favoriteest books, and I think it's going to make you want to travel despite your fear of flying.
Okay.
Because cool. She goes to Italy, India, and Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And
is there a version of that book that's Eat, Pray, Love, Sleep? Or eat, sleep, pray, sleep, love, sleep?
Yes. That'll be Melissa's version.
Sleep, sleep, sleep.
Or sleep, sleep, love, sleep.
Seriously, if you could get a lot of sleep, would you complain? No.
For Jeff, I chose Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Jeff's really well read, and I thought you wouldn't have already read this.
No, I haven't even heard of it.
She's a Florida author, and it was one of my high school favorites.
Go Noles!
No, it was high school.
Go Gators!
No, definitely not. Don't say that. So it's called Their Eyes Were Watching God. And then for Wendy, I picked Are You There, God? It's Me, Chelsea, because it's a Chelsea Handler novel. It's okay. Really funny, and I don't think it's going to scare Wendy further away from reading.
Oh, yeah, good. She said she hates reading books. She said.
Yeah, I haven't read a good book in a long time.
When is the last time you read a book cover to cover?
Oh, a long time.
Oh, I said it wrong. It's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. I wrote Are You There, God? Because it was based on the Judy Blume book. But it's Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea.
We talking about really 5 years? We talking about 7 years? We talking about high school?
Five years. Since I read a really, really good book.
Well, this one's really funny, and you'll laugh out loud the whole time. And
yay.
I read this in Mexico a couple years ago. I went on vacation by myself and literally was sitting on the beach by myself laughing out loud. People thought I had lost my mind when I was reading that book. So
I love the
I think
title.
You'll enjoy it. And then I chose for Tracy, The Other Boleyn Girl. It's a really wonderful story. I think she would like that because it's...
What's it about?
About
was that a movie?
That was a movie.
Henry the Eighth.
Right? Oh, it's going to be so good.
King Henry the Eighth.
Mm-hmm.
It is a movie or was
it's
a
about
movie?
The life of Anne Boleyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for Carl, I picked Call Me Ted. It's a Ted Turner book by Ted Turner and Bill Burke. And it's a look into the mind and life of Ted Turner. And I think that Carl will be inspired to be his own mogul.
Okay, cool.
When he reads it, and
I
then,
can see that.
For Joanna, I picked The Five Love Languages because I think it's a must for young engaged couples.
She only needs one. Shut up.
Yeah. Aww. It's about me.
Yeah. She needs.
But I think The Five Love Languages is definitely like a must for married couples.
Okay.
Figure out what your love language is and what your partner's love language is. And you learn to speak each other's language because sometimes couples miss each other because mm-hmm. like say for instance you are a person who does acts of service, so you're always doing acts of service for your partner, but mm-hmm. they are somebody who's like physical touch and they want affection, but you're kind of missing each other because you're given affection and they're given acts of service and you're not understanding that you're trying to love each other. So anyway, it's a really good book, and I think Joanna and her fiance Jason should read it.
A lot of people swear by that book. Mm-hmm. I hear that one over and over and over mm-hmm. again.
It's a good one.
All right, Melissa, we'll have time to do yours right now also.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to start with Wendy.
All right.
Wendy, I am going to get, because you need to develop your sense of money, okay? Because we always talk about how you have a fear of asking for a raise and how you, I don't know, I think that your whole value and how economics works. But of course, reading a textbook or some, you know, boring book on economics is going to be, you know, put you to sleep. So I have chosen for you Freakonomics by Stephen Levitt.
Okay.
Because this book is a way to talk about how money works and how business works, but in a way that's not going to bore you.
Yay, thanks.
It's way less boring than the dictionary.
And I'm showing you a little more respect than you reading the dictionary.
You know what?
I was trying to help.
I was coming from a place of love and concern.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Jeff, next for you. This is a book I think that you'll find fascinating because I did, and it is called In the President's Secret Service by Ronald Kessler.
Oh, cool.
And it is about... It is interviews with former Secret Service agents and what their job was like and what the presidents who they protected, what their lives were like and what their personalities were like. So not every president is shown in a good light in this book.
Does it talk about the first ladies also protecting them as well? Okay, because that's a pretty interesting part too.
Yes, and it goes all the way up to George W. So it is awesome.
I think I read an
book.
Excerpt of that, but never knew the name of it. And thought that'd be cool. Nice
in the, In the President's Secret Service by Ronald Kessler. Great book.
Good call, Carter.
When I lived in D.C., I know a lot of those Secret Service guys that I was friendly with used to talk a lot of crap about Hillary Rodham Clinton. They did not like her at all, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they said she was nasty.
There'll be other people in there that will shock you more than that.
Okay.
Because I think her personality, you could see where she would just be all, you know, she's going to tell it like it is. But there's some, like, let's say, presidents from near here that aren't shown in a good light in this
book.
Really?
Yeah.
Jen, because we both have a women's studies background, I'm not sure if you've read this book before, but Reading Lolita in Tehran.
I've seen it, but I haven't ever picked it up.
It's basically a book about educating girls in Iran. And
awesome.
So it's called Reading Lolita in Tehran by Azar Nafisi. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. And
awesome.
Bert.
It's the guy who hosted the VMAs, right?
And Bert, my book selection for you is because you're very intense about success, and that is what you focused your life on. So I've chose The Tipping Point for you. I'm not sure if you read this book yet.
Mm-hmm. It's a good
by
one.
Malcolm Gladwell. So it will kind of help. It helps kind of explain how other people have gained success and kind of what the secrets are.
That's a jacked up
tipping
book.
Point.
It's basically it's going to say, hey, you're too late to be successful. Is that the one where it tells you everything you have to do as a kid in order to be a superstar?
There's a part of it that talks about being an expert at something, yes. But you don't have to be a kid to do that.
I read that and I'm like,
you can pass it on to my kids.
Yeah, but you don't have to just be a kid to do it.
I read that and there's a chapter in there about like all house superstar athletes. It's determined that you're going to be a superstar athlete by the time you're 8 years old. And I'm like, why the hell am I reading this at 30? This is a jacked up book.
All of our book suggestions for each other. Hopefully you find something in there that you might find attractive.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I feel the need to re-explain my frozen embryos. And for those who are new Bert Show listeners, I have frozen embryos, and let me explain what they are, because you're freaking me out by coming up to me at events and asking me if I'm pregnant, and that's all you say to me is, hey Melissa, are you pregnant?
People are doing that.
Yes. And then people have come up to Katie Jo and myself and have gone to me and says, is Katie Jo's pregnant, right? And it's like, you know, and at first it throws me off.
And they see you chugging like tequila shots and smoking cigarettes.
And
yeah.
Right.
Smoking off the hookah.
Right.
Yeah, like the babies are in danger.
But for any woman who's not pregnant, for someone to come up and say, are you pregnant? It throws you for a second. It throws you for a loop. And then I remember, oh, yeah, I've talked about my frozen embryos on the air. So Katie Jo and I have decided that we want to be mothers, but it is just not time for us to be mothers yet. And
for new listeners, Katie Jo is Melissa's girlfriend.
Is my girlfriend. And we've been together almost 5 years. And it was a couple years ago that Katie brought it up to me about freezing my eggs because I'm older than her. I turned 40 this year. And so I thought, okay, well, let's do that. Well, when you go through in vitro fertilization, IVF, they recommend that you freeze embryos instead of eggs because embryos are more hardy and they'll survive the freezing process, where eggs, that are not fertilized will not survive the freezing process. So we went through the process of, you know, finding a sperm donor.
Which none of us know who this dude is.
Mm-mm. Yes. Well, we have not released who the sperm donor is.
Will you ever?
Released.
Released.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know if I can say this on there. Let me think if I can say this on there. We saw a special the other night. Is what made me also think about this. We saw a special the other night that has to do with IVF and the process of freezing embryos. And they have a name for the room that the guy goes in to leave his deposit.
Oh, that must be so uncomfortable. Oh, wow.
What's the name of it?
Let me think. I have to think of it for a second.
Some
see if
dude
it's
will call up, or some woman will call up and know.
Because I mean, they try to make it into a like they the last you know a phrase of the word is a torium. You know, like a. I don't know if I can say it. So anyway, but that's where the guys go into and
proceed with caution.
Yeah, yes.
And if you think that like dudes are just eager to do that, and this just gives them an excuse, that's so wrong. Like. Being thrown into a room and everybody knows what's going on in there, it's got to be very, very uncomfortable.
Well, we had gone through the sperm donor bank, you know, list and everything, and it was just kind of an odd experience for Katie and myself. If everybody's experience with this is different. Katie, not obviously because we're lesbians, we need to have this process done. There are other women and couples out there who have difficulty having children, and that's the reason they have to have this done. But for us, the anonymous from a website donor just did not sit well. So we decided to go with somebody that we do know personally and who already has a family. And I have not shared with anybody who this is. And so,
as I said, will there ever be a day where you do?
I would have to talk to them and see. And I say them because it's he and his wife to me are as a couple, mm-hmm. as a unit, are the donors for our child, okay. our children, our child. So we.
I know I just want to let you know when you're not around, people try to guess. Who that person is.
Oh, of course they do, yeah. Well, when we were looking, there were random people that came out of the woodwork, Jeff Dunn, who were trying to volunteer and were almost hurt that we did not ask for their manhood. I went through the IVF earlier this year. I went through the putting shots in my stomach, doing all the hormones, doing all that, and was able to produce 4 solid eggs that we have frozen somewhere outside of mine and Katie's bodies. Mm-hmm. It's not in a freezer. In that movie we saw the other night too, it's this container, and I told Wendy off air, it's almost very James Bond-like. It's this big cryogenic, like big steel container that they have, like that sits on a floor. And Katie now says that our embryos are in a keg. So she's very excited about awesome. Having embryos frozen in a keg.
Well, she graduated from UGA, so you can understand how all the analogies sort of go in that
exactly.
direction.
Yeah. Absolutely right. It made her feel at home. It's like, oh, look, a keg.
So my question is, when are you going to tap that keg?
Well, that is, it just depends on when we keep saving up enough money to do that.
Yes,
IVF is very expensive and not covered by everybody's insurance, including this company's. And so it's cash out of pocket. So it's more of a money issue than anything. But yeah, Katie is not pregnant, mm-mm. and I am not pregnant. We're not going to be pregnant anytime soon. So regardless of what, please don't come up to me and ask me if I'm pregnant anymore. Please.
It must be making you feel a little insecure. Like,
little
have I put
insecure.
A little weight
it's
on
like, oh,
or like?
Crap. Well, I mean, I know that I like chocolate, but damn, do you have to tell everybody?
Don't point it out.
Get it. The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.